Perek Tesvav, Tanya. So it says, Ubezeh Yuvad Mashakotev. With this, we'll understand what's written. Veshaftem Ureitem Beit Tzadik LaRosh. We'll tell the difference between a Tzadik and a Rosha. Bein Oved Elokim, when someone who serves a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shelo Avdu. Someone who didn't serve him. So he's going to explain here that what's the difference between Oved Elokim and a Tzadik? An Oved Elokim is basically someone who has still avoda. He still has to be able to kovish his yetzer. That's a Beinoni. Beinoni is the process of working. We're in the process of working, says the Da'at Tanya. Whereas a Tzadik, it's a Shem Torah. He's the name of a Tzadik, i.e. that's who he is, Be'etzim. That's who he is intrinsically. That's what he basically says. Whereas a Beinoni has a milchama all the time with his yetzer. Not that Chas v'Shalom he does a chet, like we said, but he has this milchama. Now he explains, what's the difference between Oved Elokim and Shelo Avdu? So he brings a Gemara. There's a Gemara. The Gemara says that someone who learned his perek 100 times, that's Lo Oved Elokim. With someone who learns his perek mea ve'chad paim, that's someone who's serving Hashem. So it means if you learn 100 times, and Balatani explains, it was the regilus in their time to learn a perek of a Gemara or Mishnah, I don't know, 100 times. Then you know why they were big people, right? If we learn it 3 times, it's like, you know, Rabbi, like, I did this again before. Like, you know, like, Rabbi, can't we go weiter? Even learning a Rishonim for us. Oh, well, I want to learn Gemara, Rabbi. It's, you know, I want new information. I want to stay on the same information the whole time. So there's an Indian of Hatmada. Someone who's not, there's a concept. What's what we're seeing here? So the Baal HaTanya explains that there's a regilus in a person. What a person has a stage in life, like, you get to a stage where by doing the same thing over and over again, that habituation, it became part of you. When we first, you know, started becoming frum, so it was hard for us, you know, getting up in the morning, putting on tefillin. Hard in the morning, everyone's hard for getting up in the morning. The rest of your life, right? It's hard getting up in the morning. But putting on tefillin is not hard for us. It's like automatic. You know, some of us can close their eyes and put on tefillin now. Right? It's something you became so used to, it became part of you, and it won't go a day without you doing it. Yeah? You go to shirim, you be learning, it's regulus. It became habituated. It says, that's lo ovid Hashem. It says, even in the highest dargas, that a person is just, you know, he's learning Torah the whole time, below pasik nipume, and from his mouth doesn't leave the words of Torah, says the Baal HaTanya, that's not called ovid Hashem. Ovid Hashem is the mea ve'echad. Being in the milchama against your rotzen is the avoda. That's when we really become an Oved Hashem. That means, and this I heard from many people, it's the same concept. A person isn't where he is. A person is where he's growing. That means you always have to, wherever you are, you know, there's no stop. You can relax, you know. Even war, this, you know, people stop the war because, you know, to get more ammunition, to get more whatever, right? In the middle of war, right? You can't fight the whole time. So you can relax. There's periods of time when you relax. Like Shabbos, in a sense, is that time for menucha. It's a time for kesha with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a menucha from a Yetzirah, right? Like I said. But there's a period for menucha, but the incline always has to be up. We always can never be satisfied with our ruchnius, not satisfied in a way that we degrade ourselves or we think badly about ourselves or we put down ourselves that we're no good. No, we're good, but we can be better. You understand? That's what the Baal HaTanya is explaining, is an Oved Hashem. Now I want to explain to you another thing here today.
Just to clarify,
yeah.
Someone who learns a parak 100 times, that's not called,
because that's the regulus in the time, was to learn a parak 100 times. That's what he explains. Yeah.
So what was the other one, someone who learned it one more time,
that's considered an Oved Hashem. That's a Beinoni. That Beinoni, yeah, going against his Yetzer Hara, going against. Right. So now, that's what that we basically explained. Now I'm going to explain to you a very important thing here. And this is, in fact, a very easy thing to do, but it is literally mind-changing. And this is the Yisod of Emunah. This is the foundation of Emunah Yisrael. This is a very important thing. And we say, Tzadik be'emunah tayichia. A person, most people, yeah, in the world, aren't very happy. Not very happy. Most people in the world aren't satisfied with their lives or with their relationships or wherever it is. And there's a lot of things in a person's life where he can't change them. He can't. It's not in his rishus to change. He can't change his parents. He can't change his siblings. He can't change his friends. He can't change the world. Can't. But and there might be situations in his life that those things cause him pain. Very similar. Take a simple case. You're in the yeshiva, you're having lunch, you're in the queue, you're standing in the queue, someone bumps into you, and then he tells you off for, like, you know, standing where you're standing. You did nothing. And he's a nice guy, and normally doesn't get angry, and he has something in his head, probably nothing against you, but he said something nasty to you, and you were hurt. How many words do you say? Probably said, the actual incident probably took less than half a minute. Right? Less than half a minute. In the yeshiva, for like the other 14 hours we're awake, people are nice, they're friendly, the thing. And even this guy, he's nice and he's friendly, right? And it's only half a minute in all the time that I know this guy, he hurt me. Correct? What do I do with that half a minute? What are normal reactions to that half a minute?
It's the only thing you remember.
Right. That half a minute doesn't remain half a minute, it becomes the hour of lunch. Then, when I see him in shir, it becomes on my mind. I'm not focusing on shir because that guy, why that guy did to me? Why? What's he? Doesn't like me, the thing. It's churning in my brain. Now, it takes half of my shir. Then, the evening, going to bed, it's still there. Why are you feeling sad about it? Your whole, that half a minute in the day became hours of your life. Now, for all we know, this guy could have had a phone call with his parents. They had a heady, you know, heavy conversation about staying for the second year, right? And he was upset. And, like, you know, like, he just took it out the first person he bumped into. It could be nothing to do with you. What's our attitude to life? Our attitude to life has to be this very simple thing. Live with your minutes. The bigger your emunah you have, the more you live with your present. That means, if a minute of hurt takes an hour off of your mind, off your Avodas Hashem, you have, that's your level of emunah. That's the level you're living on. And even if Chas V'Shalom, a person does an Avera, how long did that Avera take? How much was the benefit from that Avera? Not much. Usually, I mean, what sort of Averas, you know, they don't, there's not many Averas to take that you're pleasurable for a day.
So the other side, the screaming at someone, that's an Avera, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, yeah. Say you screamed at someone.
So for that, the person who was on the screaming side, or the telling off side, it was the same 30 seconds for them, but they were doing an Avera.
Yeah. So now for them, if they're a decent person, they usually feel bad about it.
Right.
But, and you know, it takes some time before they calm down, before they realize that what they did was wrong, and then eventually they'll come and apologize. And it takes some time. But what happens? What happens to us in those periods? What happens? What's actually happening to us? We're not living with our moment. So, you know, some people would say, think positive thoughts. No, no, no. If a person can learn to focus on his moments, things don't affect him. Say, even if he has the biggest of tsaras, the biggest things, right, that are entering his life, he has to learn to think in his moments. Now, the focus of that moment in time that, if a person does that, a person will have koach to do avodas Hashem. Because look at the mitzvahs. You have, there's a concept in the Gemara. Mitzvah srichas kavana. What does it mean, mitzvah srichas kavana?
Mitzvahs
require intention, right? And there's levels of kavana. There's a simple kavana that I know I'm doing mitzvah Hashem. But if I understand the mitzvah properly, there's deeper understanding of a mitzvah when I do it. Now, all those things, in theory, a Jew is doing mitzvahs the whole time. All the time you're doing mitzvahs. If you think about that, your whole day, the whole day you're doing all mitzvahs or preparations for a mitzvah. If a person, Torah says, mitzvah srichas kavan, that's a higher level. I mean, the basic thing is you're doing it because of Hashem. But if we prepare ourselves, not if we're doing a hechsher mitzvah, we prepare ourselves before we do the mitzvah. If we're doing the mitzvah, we have kavanah on the mitzvah. For example, let's take a simple, let's just get out of bed. You're getting out of bed. Right? Mitzvah srichas kavanah. Is there a mitzvah to get out of bed? No? Okay, that's the problem. Huh? What mitzvah is it?
I don't know.
Okay, so let's think.
Prep for a mitzvah.
One second. So it says it's Shulchan Aruch. It's a Shulchan Aruch. We say it's Shulchan Aruch. Yitgaber ka'ari. You should get up strongly like a lion. La'asot rotzon konecha. It's Zerizus. Zerizus of Ne'amokom. Zerizus of Mitzvah Saseh. Ushmartem et amatzis. We learned this. This was Parsha. Ushmartem et amatzis. You should look after the matzis. So you say, don't say matzis, say mitzvahs. Ushmartem et amitzis. Mitzvah ba'al yadecha artach mitzena. Your machmitz, if you get out of bed quickly, you're shmartim which mitzvah? You're guarding which mitzvah?
The lion one.
There's another lion, the tefillah. You're getting out, lasod rotzon konecha. What's rotzon konecha? You get up in the morning, you say modeni, you say your brachas, you say your tefillah. You're doing zehirus lemitzvahs, zrizus lemitzvahs tefillah.
So it's actually a mitzvah too. Let's say you have an alarm set. The second the alarm goes off, whoosh,
yeah.
You don't pick it up as a
yeah.
That's
a mitzvah.
That's not called prep for a mitzvah.
That's a prep for a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah itself. Okay. It's shmartim et amatzis.
The Gros says.
No, I'm just saying. If we go through our whole day, and we just work out what mitzvahs we have, and we just do mitzvah srichas kavana, what am I doing when I'm going? I'm doing mitzvah srichas ushmartim et amatzis, right? Okay, so you did that. Now you're out of bed, right? Now what are you doing? Modeani. Okay, negavasa, right? You're doing negavasa or modeani. You're doing whatever, right? You're doing negavasa or modeani. What's negavasa? That's not a mitzvah. Mitzvah derabban. It's the takana derabbanan. That's a mitzvah. What are you doing it for? It's also a preparation for tefillah. The way you go to the toilet, you can't daven if you have to go to the toilet. That's also preparation for tefillah. Yeah. I mean, you're washing your mouth, you're washing your teeth. What is it? Preparation for tefillah. Lamod lefnei amakom. It's brought down at a bit of hatred. If you wash your face, you should wash your face to before tefillah. It says actually, there's a skula that it'll make your face beautiful. Tell the girls. Right? This should be for Neve. I don't know the hashpah of the boys. Well, I don't know nowadays. Right? But you understand, we go through all the whole thing. Now you're making the brachas. All of this is Hakara Satov. Why are you, all this is Hakara Satov to your creator? Just think, if you're thinking these things at that moment, yeah, you can imagine there's a different darga. It's a different level. Now, when a person does that the whole day, right now, obviously he's finishing his davening. He's going to eat. What's he going to eat for?
So he's not thinking about being hungry during the.
Yeah, it gives him energy to learn proper food. He's going to eat, right? He won't eat the cornflakes. He'll eat the bran flakes in the morning, right?
mix them both.
Okay, yeah.
More bran.
More bran. Okay, fine. So he'll do a bit of flavor, a bit of what's it called? With his yitzhar, right? And what he's doing, he knows what he's doing. He's cognitive about it, and he's eating. He might talk to people. Is there a mitzvah in talking to people? Are you friendly with people? V'avtarecha kamocha. Some people need you to talk to. You might need to talk to. You can also love yourself. Right? If you don't love yourself, you can't love other people. So you talk. Then you're finishing that, you're going to tefillah. Now, can you imagine? And now, obviously, when you're in the middle of talking, you're going to say, oh, I'm doing mitzvah z'avtarecha kamocha, mitzvah z'avtarecha kamocha. If you do that, you probably go cuckoo, but apart from that, you won't have much of a conversation with the guy. But you have to understand what you're doing before you do it. You understand? And the whole process of living with the now is actually what Chazal want a person to do. That's a simple mitzvah called mitzvah sfichas kavana. It's living with your now. What happens if I'm doing a mitzvah lulav, or I'm doing my mitzvah tefillin, and I'm thinking about my minus in the bank, or what this guy hurt me, or what my mum told me, or what your dad told you, or what your brother told you, what the guy in the street told you yesterday. Right? That's a pgiya in mitzvah sfichas kavana. You understand? And if you can live on that level, and we said this is b'chol derechecha de'ehu, that's called living with the Kodesh Baruch Hu every moment of your life. That's called tzaddik be'emunata yichye. You understand? A tzaddik with his emunah, he lives. When a person does that, right, it's automatic, his life will be enriched, happy, and calm. When a person hurts him, he'll feel hurt, but he'll move off. You know, if you have a graph, you see, like if we did it, you know, hurt is like, you know, it's like 10 decibels or whatever, right? We put it like a hurt graph, a bar graph, right? So you make like 30 minutes was the bar graph. Most of us don't have a 30 second bar graph. What do we have? It's like this bell-shaped graph. How you call it? I forgot how you call it. The normal distribution. Yeah, we have a normal distribution over our whole day, right? The truth is, only forward; it doesn't go back. I mean, we take all the normal distributions and we distribute it further up, right? We have a very long distribution of 30 seconds. But if you live like this, it actually helps you to forget, because you're living with the moment you're in now. You understand that point? If a person, not to focus, someone hurt you, focus on good things. That can help you to get out of a predicament. If you need to get out of a predicament, you know? So you think about nice things, you think about, you know, a nice beach with a beautiful sunset. You know what I'm saying? And something nice, it's calming, you can do breathing exercises. You can do things to get you out of feeling low, right? Or the best way is to do chesed. But if a person's, I forget the low, he just like says, I'm focusing on now. I'm not focusing on my past. I'm not focusing on what will be. Not that he's going to not think about, you know, how he's going to pay off his bank manager, right? Or how he's going to deal with that guy who, right? He'll think. But he'll give himself time. Say he needs half an hour a day, or however long it is, during the day to think about it, work out solutions. That will be his time for thinking about it. He'll set aside time for thinking about it and solve it. You with me? And that's what he'll do.
So it is to have this mindset, right? Let's say someone did something to you like 20 minutes before davening, and then usually you would just think about it while you're davening. You're not going to have kavana.
Right.
The idea is, okay, turn your mindset into, okay, I'm going to focus now.
Now I'm davening.
The idea is over time to just be able to do that.
Versus, yeah.
Like in the beginning, maybe the...
It's not as hard as you think. It's not as hard as you think. When a person starts doing it, it's just a question, you know, if a person, seriously, Gemara is training for this. Gemara is training for everything. But if a person, when you're learning a Tosfos, you know, there were rabbis, when they were learning Tosfos, or Gemara, even Rashi, you know, after you know how to learn Tosfos, you'll be able to learn Rashi, right? But if you know how to learn, and you're learning something, with rabbis, you could prick, or you could like, you know, and they wouldn't even notice it. The concentration on that thought was so deep. You can live in a focus that you're so deep in where you are now, right? The ability to focus will take you off the past. You know, all Gdolim, big rabbis, are very sensitive people. They can get very easily hurt from things, all sorts of things. They hear sad, you know, actually we could cry about things when he heard things. They're very sensitive people. They don't show anything. But you can see they're very sensitive people. How can these people, all the tzaras of the whole world, they know about. If you're a sensitive person, you have all these tzaras in your heart. It's like, it's mishage. You can't do it. They can switch off. That's how it is. They have a switch off button. They switch on to solve the problem. They switch off. The problem's not in front of them. They go back to their learning. It's as simple as that. And they always besimcha. They always enjoy because the now is always full of joy. People are looking for, you know, like happiness potions. It's very simple. Live in your now. Now is pleasant. Most people's now is pleasant. What makes people's now unpleasant is this thinking about his past or his future. What's not pleasant about now? You're sitting in a room here, right? You're looking outside, you're learning some Torah. What's not pleasant? But what are you thinking? Oh, what about this, this, and this? You have to learn to think in the now. You don't know, it changes your life. I'm going to leave there though. Everyone has difficulties. The older you get, so you know, little children are small tzaras, big children are big tzaras. You know, even you guys, you're big tzaras for your kids, for your parents. I mean, you're doing the right thing. I'm not saying, don't get me wrong, right? They go home. But your parents are worried. What do you wear? What's he doing? Well, look at it, he's so changed, right? As far as they're concerned, you know, you could be wearing green and, you know, like going with symbols in the middle of the streets and saying, it's like, you understand? You have to learn to live your life now. Okay? So let's do the second, the Perek Tes Zayin. So now, he says, V'zeh klal gadol b'avodas Hashem lebeinonim. Ha'ikah hu limshol v'lishlot al ha'teva. Shibchalal asmali al yedei O Hashem hamir nafsho elokit, through the O of Hashem that's meir on his nefesh elokit shibamocho lishlot, to have dominion al leiv kishemit bonen b'mocho b'gdulat ein sof baruch hu lolid mibinato, to give birth from his understanding ruach das v'yiras Hashem shibamocho. In other words, how does a person do that? How does a person come to a level of understanding the Kriyas Baruch Hu? Okay. Yeah? Li'ot su mira, to remove himself from the ra of the derais of the Rabbanon, is already the derais and is already the Rabbanon, v'afilu isu kal shol divrayim, chas v'shalom, not to do, v'avas Hashem b'libo b'chalal ha'yemini b'chasheicha b'chafeitza l'dovka bo. There should be times in a person's day. Now we're talking about Beinoni. We said that Beinoni doesn't do any avers, and you know, Nadavoneinu, we're far from that. But we have enough moments in our day that we are Beinoni. There are moments, unfortunately, that we could chas v'shalom be called Rishon, right? Or b'machshav, or b'maisa, or b'dibur, right? Chas v'shalom. I don't believe by you, right? But how is our outlook on ourselves? How are we going to look at them when we live in those moments? If your day is in those moments, how do you make the moments of our day moments of Avas Hashem? Remember, we're talking about, if we think something bad happens to us, naturally what happens to us? Our natural way of behavior, what happens to us? We think about it, we get hurt, we feel sad, it depresses us. Right? Yeah? What happens if I did the opposite? Lamaisa, this is tefillah. This is what tefillah is. This is what tefillah should do. I'm thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he does for me. Let's take basic things. You get up in the morning, you have legs, you have arms, you have ears, and this is the progress we make in the morning. We have to thank Hashem for the ability to hear, to see, to breathe, to walk. Take anyone to a hospital of disabled people and he has to work with these children for a day, 2 days, 3 days. When he leaves that hospital, how does he feel about himself? He feels sorry for them, but how does he feel about himself? He can walk. He can breathe. There was a kid there who couldn't breathe properly. He had an oxygen thing to him, and because of that, he couldn't think properly. And he's walking around with a bag of oxygen, right? And he had other problems. He had a dialysis machine going there and all sorts of things. What happens when we think about those things for a few minutes? This is our Birkas HaShachar. What happens when we do that?
Much appreciated.
When we go to a place like that, it's going to last, that appreciation of those things is going to last us a few days, isn't it? 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, maybe if we're lucky, a week. After a week, we forget about it already. Right? We go back to our shigra, right? You know, after a fast, we all like food, water. Now, who drinks water? Water is so tasty. Right? Not even cola. Water is so tasty. Dafka after a fast, who likes cola? Water. Give me water. Right? We have to get to a level of being mitbonen. Just as by teva, and this is what he's speaking about here, just as by teva, the nature of a person when he gets hurt, he has a distribution that goes naturally. It'll also be the teva of a person if he's mitbonen on things which he has, that the nice feeling will go through the day. So we have to have moments in our day when we fill it with Avas Hashem. We fill it with Hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what He gave to us. And that's our davening. Our davening gives this distribution of, wow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves me, such a great world, look what He's done for me. You have food. You know how many people in the world don't have food? Majority of the world. China's the majority of the world, right? India, they don't have shelter. People die. Isn't they write a report about it in the newspapers how many people die? In Africa? There's like only if a Palestinian gets a rubber bullet, so then it'll be New York Times, right? But if 50, 60,000 people, or not 50, 60, but if 100, I don't know how many people die of some sort of plague in some other country, it'll be on the back page, some small line, or in the middle of the newspaper. You'll have to look for it. Swazilians or something, I don't know.
It's just in the article that was just in the New York Times.
Oh, it said about something?
It was this guy who is he's a travel writer. He's Jewish. And he writes, he refers to himself as a deeply secular Jew. And writes that he has the desire to travel every single place in the world except for Israel.
He's a mishugan.
And he eventually came, and he talks about how he found place where he felt home in one of the bars in the old city.
Bar in the old city? We can't find that in America.
And then he talks about going to the church at the Holy Sepulchre. And then he just keeps calling himself a deeply secular Jew and this and that and no connection. And this is in the New York Times. And this is not what...
He went to a church. That's where he found himself. Yeah. He found himself in the church in the old city.
And this is what now people are like, oh, look at what the Jewish writer writes about Israel in the New York Times.
That's, you know, like...
And then an H they comment on, they have a whole response to it, and they just completely...
Destroy him. Yeah, but they won't put that in the New York Times, will they? Yeah, that's life. You know, you have a world, that's... What can you say? A world of... Your media is so powerful because you have a world of idiots.
And even if he's not a religious guy, but... Somebody who is a travel writer, how could you say that you have no desire to visit Israel and Jerusalem, regardless of whether or not you are
the whole world
person.
Is the whole world talks about it.
Yes.
The whole world, the economies of the world depend on what happens here. Everything depends on this country. It's top line. We have, you know, the country in terms of the size of it. It's like you can hardly see it on an atlas, right?
Yeah.
If you didn't know where it was, you could hardly see it on an atlas. Like, it's like, you know, a little line over there, right? And an atlas. And this is front news in the whole world. And what we're arguing about, this little line that we have, right? They want to split it with us. Right? That's the whole deal in the whole world. All the Arab world's about this. They have so much land. What, these poor Palestinians, give them a little bit of land in Saudi Arabia. They don't, you know, give them, and they'll have a little bit of oil as well. What do they give them? We had oil in the Sinai. We had oil. There was oil in the Sinai, good oil. Even that we gave away to the Egyptians for peace. And that Sinai is bigger than the whole of it. It's very big, the Sinai. It's unbelievable. Mount Sinai, that's why it's called Sinai, right? We gave away the place of the terrorists just to make peace with them. We're such a little people. These people are crazy.
There's billions of people in the world.
We are such a small people. Such a small people. Leave us alone. Leave us alone. Ribbono Shel Olam. They're never going to leave us alone because they know our importance. All of these things, all of these stupid things they write is just showing how important we are. We're important. We're the most important people in the world. Even if they want to argue with it, the fact that they write newspaper columns, they're acknowledging it.
And this guy is just...
Yeah, okay.
Just from a writer's standpoint, traveler's stupid.
Yeah, there's a lot of stupidity in the world. But Baruch Hashem, that's not our derech. Our derech isn't, you know, seriously. Our derech, people think, you know, oh, it's the wrong way. That's not our derech. Our derech in Avodah isn't, I'm not saying Eish HaTorah, they do good things, but even the rabbis there and the Avodah, a person who's pnimi, a person who's, the derech isn't to fight what these, what, if a person says something stupid, you don't know how to fight it. Truth is seen very clearly when you meet up with it. We just live a life of truth. That's it. The way you fight Sheker isn't to fight it, because then you give it a position. You behave in a life of truth. You live a life of truth. You bring up your children with a life of truth. You bring up your grandchildren with a life of truth. If you bring them up with a life of truth, nothing's gonna, you know, throw them this way, throw them that way. You know, if anything you're gonna talk about in the world, the majority of people are on Facebook. What's that? It's half pornography. For you're half an animal? Well, you are, yeah. But that's not the part I'm proud of. That's not the part I'm proud of. There's other bits that I like better. Like my brain. Yeah? No one uncovers their brain on Facebook. Oh, look at my brain! Yeah, chick! My naked brain, right? No one's proud of that part. All the animal parts we're proud of?
It's the only part we're connected to.
That's the problem. We're losing. This is, you know, Avodas Hashem is Avodas Pnimi, is the Avoda that's inner. That's how it is. That's the way we serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the way we have to teach the world. The world is Chitzoni, is the shell. That's why Klapi Yisrael, the Goyim have a din of the Klipa, Klapi Yisrael. Klapi Yisrael, there's levels of Daga. Every Daga, every person. You know, Klapi a Tzaddik, people around them can be. You understand? It's levels. It's not that's the Klipa and where the Kedusha. It's levels. The higher level you get, even in your own Avoda, you know, you'll see, Bezal Hashem, in a few years, that what you're doing today would be a Avera, what you're doing tomorrow. It's a different Avoda. You're growing. The point of life is that growth, that ability to focus on your now and then grow with your now and make the next now a better now. You understand what I'm saying? And what we're talking about in Yeshiva? We're talking about Avas Hashem. We're talking about how to fill your inner world with Avas Hashem, that it's mashpia on your whole life. We're not talking about Go make an article in the New York Times about Avas. That's not the way we do it. That's not the way we do it. We learn Torah, teach Torah, we teach our children, we teach our Talmidim, we go weiter. And we're a small people, and this small people will change the world because we have the koach to do it. And we change by being a light to the nations. A light that you don't think, it's not a light that you go and say, hey, yeah, I'm putting the light over here. No, the light is here. This light shines out the whole world. Where does this light come from? We know. It's the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is Oro Shel Olam, the light of the world. There's a few people there serving Kodesh Baruch Hu, and from there, from the Beis HaMikdash, comes all the Shefa to the whole world. And the Goyim know it. They know it. They don't recognize it. Deep down they know it. That's why they hate us when we're not doing it. That's the reason for the hatred of the Goyim. If they hate us, sign we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. We're not living up to who we are. Okay, let's go weiter. V'yetzer al-ken, tzarek lida, klal, Godol Bavod Lebenonim. Shigam, we have to know a rule according for the Benonim. Shigam im ein yad sikhlo ruach binato maseget loholit avas Hashem behit galut libo shelibo boer kerash ve'esh v'chafetz chafetza v'chasheka v'tshuka mulgeshet v'lev ledovkabo rak ava musteret b'mocho v'ta'alumot libo dahainu. He's saying here, even if you don't have the ability, that this ava will be mashpia, will have the influence on the whole of you, it'll be something which is hidden in you. Dahainu shalev mevin beruach chochma v'bina. The lev understands shebemocho gdulas ein sof baruch hu dekula kamei kalo chashiv mamish. That in front of the Abba, the great Baruch Hu, nothing's worth anything. Nothing's worth anything. Even our iPhones. I'm telling you, even our iPhones. And I'm telling you a big Kiddush. I'm telling you a big Kiddush. I see people with these iPhones. Me too. It's addictive. You play with it, you think with it. It's like, I don't know what it is. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody put it in their mouths. Yeah. It's like, you know, people like hold it near them, right? It's like their life.
Yeah.
It's like their life. You know how they sell credit cards? Enjoy life. This is your life. We're giving you a credit card. Now you can enjoy life because you can spend more than you have. And be in debt to us for the rest of your lives. So we have life as well. Oh, but that's beside the point. Yeah. Have life for the moment. It's been 10 years paying us back, not having life. That's okay. Yeah. They get a second credit card. So you can be for two lives, Yeshua to us. Right. Okay. The Kula Kame Kalo Hashi Mamsh. Asher al ken ya'ateh lo yitbarah shita shitichle elav nefesh kol chai ledabek lichalel ba'oro. There has to be moments in our day where we feel this itbatlus. That we feel there's only you, Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's all I want. I just want you. That moment is Shemona Esrei. That moment is tefillah. In tefillah, there has to be that yearning. We have to awaken in ourselves a yearning for Him. And those three times a day is going to be mashpia on our whole day. Now, we'll start off that it's mashpia, you know, it's the opposite of odor. Our tefillah, first we have to get there. First we have to make that bar, right? You know what I'm saying by the bar? First, you have to make that increment. That's the first. That's the hard. By us, that's the hardest of odor. The hardest of odor is to feel the initial. Yeah, I love you. Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, you care for me. Yeah, look what you did for me. There's plenty of stuff that you did for me. I just don't recognize it. I'm not aware of it. I'm not cognitive of it. I'm not in my now with it, now with you. So we first have to get that bar. When we get that bar, it will trickle over into the rest of our lives. Problem is, as soon as we get to the bar, lunchtime, schnitzel, we forget about it already. I've got any problem with the foods like here. You know, like, okay, so make a bracha. But it's very quick. But we have to then, that bar has to be more intense with us. Let it permeate a little bit more of our lives.
As far as you're talking about through tefillah.
Yeah, through tefillah.
That's when it.
Yeah.
That is when it.
That's when we build it. That's the reason for our three tefillahs during the day. The three tefillahs is bringing us to a high level of recognition of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's mashpia, till mincha, another high level, till mar, another high level. And after mar, the mice, you go to bed. And then you get up for chatzot. Once upon a time, Jews were like that. And you say another, just before chatzot, you say kriyat shema, and then you. Then you go learn the rest of the night. And then you go work in the morning. That's once was a Jew. Okay, electricity changes our lives, right? Okay. So, okay, we'll stop here. And because it's...